This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One of the most baffling things to people who get news from the mainstream media is probably why Trump has been so tough on Canada. Two kinds of tariffs leveled at them, the economic kind, yes, but also the national security kind. That seems strange. Why might that have been occurring? Well, you know, if you listen to the show. Headline, nearly 90% of terrorist suspects entering the U.S. cross through the land border with Canada. Why? Because Canada had almost no background vetting process. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we caught a cartel assassin crossing the border. He was the assassin's assassin, they called him. New York Post had it. From Canada, where they basically virtually don't background check you. So these people weren't coming in through the Mexican desert. They were too important. This is the terror leadership. This is the cartel leadership. This is the high-class assassins. They're coming in through Canada. And Trump said, knock it off. In 2024, 358 individuals on the U.S. terror watch list were stopped at the Canadian border versus 52 at the Mexican border. See the problem there? Illegal crossings from Canada have surged in recent years. Okay. So what just happened? Well, remember Trudeau, after Trump was elected, but before he was sworn in, went to the White House and groveled and promised to be better, but then he didn't. And then Trump leveled the tariffs at him because they were laughing. They're like, nah, have a heaping helping of terrorists and cartel hitmen. You're going to love them. Trump said, here, have a tariff. And the fentanyl tariffs are still on. By the way, do you know that Canada is a major fentanyl trafficking hub, that the Sinaloa cartel in particular, but several of the other cartels have merged with the Chinese cartels because it's so permissive in Canada and they're just trucking that stuff down here. Well, guess what's going on the Canadian border now? Post tariffs. Nothing. Nothing is going on. And that's the beauty of it. Just 54 migrants apprehended in the Swanton sector that stretches almost 300 miles in March. That's a 95% drop from the 1,100 border crossers caught in March of 2024. So more than 80% of apprehensions have been happening in that sector. It's down by 95%. And the chief border patrol agent, Robert Garcia, tweeted back-to-back photos. One was March of last year, 24 under Biden. It's just long lines of people going through. And then the current one, same trail cam. It's a deer. There's no people. There's no people. This is a massive, massive change. So, these are the things they don't tell you when they act like Trump's being mean. Meanwhile, on top of all of that, you've got the fact that the Canadian banks, which are not nearly as regulated as ours are when it comes to terror financing, were financing a lot of this Chinese fentanyl trade running out of Canada. Again, Americans aren't told any of that either. And so Trump, once again, totally cleaning up a mess that he won't even get credit for unless you read the New York Post. But have you noticed, folks, who Trump seems to be on war footing with? Like, what are the two main countries right now, if you're just watching the news, he's on war footing with? Two main entities, say. Well, it would be Iran, right? And it would be on our border, militarizing our border. I'm surprised, by the way, there's been almost no pushback from Democrats. Remember when they used to freak out over building a wall? Well, Trump's got a full-on military zone now on that border. You barely hear anything about it. I think they don't tell you because you'd like it. Why is he treating this seriously? Headline. Mexican gangs using terrorist communications channel to launch assassination plots against Donald Trump. Now, some people on our side have just baffled me lately. Tucker Carlson's one of them. Why is Trump talking about bombing Iran? Leave Iran alone. They're not bad. The Ayatollah not just threatened, but promised to assassinate Trump and everyone around him on his Twitter feed. Am I the only one who noticed that? They've sent not one, but two assassins, one of whom partnered with guess who? Mexican hitman to try to kill Trump and those around him. That's war is what that is. And for Trump is personal. So you can't treat Iran hands off or lovey-dovey like Biden did. Not when they're trying to kill you. And not the Democrats either, by the way, which is telling. President-elect Donald Trump faces another credible threat to his life after dodging two homegrown assassination attempts, and a plot by Iranians to take him out. Now, Mexican cartels in charge of the multi-billion-dollar drug and people smuggling operations are plotting his death. They're using the Telegram channel to do it. Law enforcement chiefs on both sides of the border, the Mexican and the American sides of the border, have picked up on chats on the Telegram channel used by criminals and terrorists across the globe to communicate their evil plan. Do you see why Trump has designated these as terror groups? Washington, D.C. investigator told us, this is K News, Trump is on the Mexican hit list. This guy means business and is going to move fast to shut down immigrants and drug flows from Mexico to the U.S. That's already happening. That means a massive loss of business for the cartels down south. Folks, we have lost appreciation for how truly deadly this threat is and how much danger Trump faces on a daily basis. I mean, we've been through two assassination plots just today. One from Ukraine. That's weird. Bet you Congress can't get any more information on that one. The 17-year-old who killed his parents. In deep, long, very detailed conversations with a Ukrainian phone number, encrypted, very detailed about how the drone was to be delivered, how it was to be used, how he could then flee to Ukraine. Would he be allowed to just walk around after murdering the president? He wants his freedom. I mean, somebody is coaching this guy. This is not just a kid who's nuts, although I have a feeling it's someone taking advantage of a kid who's nuts. This means massive loss of business for the cartels down south. There's been a lot of chatter picked up by ourselves and our partners in Mexico about a plot to take out Mr. Trump because the criminals know this would stall the plan to seal the border. No one gets things done like Trump, so without Trump, the threat to their billions of dollars greatly recedes. This is a credible threat. Democrats know this too. Put it all together. Put all of it together. Who are the Democrats actually most spun out over Trump going after? The criminals, the human traffickers, St. Kilmer. What does the FBI do when they encounter these businesses that these cartels who are planning to kill Trump on Telegram? What does the FBI do when they encounter them? Hands off. Folks, that's the big revelation of Kilmer, St. Kilmer. It's not even all this stuff that they're telling you. It's what's down at the end of the aisle. Wait a minute. The Tennessee Highway Patrol picked him up. He's driving a car he doesn't own with an expired license. He's an illegal immigrant and he's hauling seven other illegal immigrants who give his address as their home. And he's hauling them from Texas to Maryland. Oh, look, this guy's on the transnational criminal gang list. Bet the FBI would want him, so he called the FBI up. Tennessee Highway Patrol. Hey, we got this guy. This looks like a great catch for you. Want to come get him? No. No, we don't. What should we do? Release him. But he's a wanted internationally wanted gang member. Yeah, just release him. That's the impunity with which they've been allowed to operate. The Democrats are protecting their trafficking networks. That is what is happening. And the people involved in those networks want to kill Trump. And it is really telling they have no interest in killing any Democrat that we know of. It is really telling that when Iran was looking for someone to assassinate Trump and his team, he recruited who? A Mexican hitman, cartel hitman. It is really telling that a virtual conga line of terrorists was marching over that Canadian border and Trump has stopped it. And it took very real threats before Trudeau would give it up. Trudeau promised, oh yeah, I'll do it. Goes down to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, I'll do it. Doesn't do it. Now they put billions in interdicting these people. Why would Trudeau be so in love? This is the question to ask yourself. With a trafficking network. That he would risk Canadian businesses being hurt to protect it. Why not close the visa loopholes? Letting these cartel hitmen, Chinese businessmen, fentanyl processors and dealers operate in Canada. Why not just close those loopholes? Especially when the cost is going to be economic. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, because this whole thing looks more like a war to me every day.